Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bodhinyana Great Southern in Albany on Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2020. Bodhinyana Great Southern is one of the first monk's hermitage, a branch kind of hermitage of Bodhinyana in Serpentine. It's about 4.5-5 hours drive south of Perth from where Serpentine Monastery is. And it's just a new, we've just started out, and it's a new hermitage for monks. So this morning we're going to do a guided meditation and try and find some peace and just see what happens. So some of the talks you've been listening to from the monks during this coronavirus kind of lockdown time. You'll have heard of the talks from monks that have been trained by Ajahn Brahm. And so I'm one of those monks. So what you'll probably notice is a kind of a common kind of teaching theme, and how that goes with the letting go, relaxing the body, going into the mind. This is basically what Ajahn Brahm is teaching the monks. And so you'll see this is a kind of common thread going through. And if you look at the other monks that grew up around the same time Ajahn Brahm was being taught by Ajahn Chah, you'll see the same sorts of teaching styles there as well. So when you keep going back, further, you get back to the Buddha, there's some kind of confidence. There's some continuity there. This teaching gets handed down of how to meditate, and it doesn't really change much. So these techniques, they work, and people are able to find peace. That's why they keep on meditating. So what I find is very useful with meditating is obviously to follow these instructions that Ajahn Brahm has spent the last almost 10 years teaching me. And these are basically letting go. And what is letting go? It's just kind of getting out of the way. It's getting yourself, your ego out of the way. And that allows the meditation to happen. When you're kind of running the show and you're kind of telling your mind what to do, doing this, doing that, kind of stop the thoughts, shouldn't be thinking this, I'm not happy with what's coming up in the mind, or oh, I really like this thought, but I don't like that thought. This kind of judgment and getting in the way, it doesn't help a lot. But it takes a little bit of time to kind of practice, to kind of learn these things. You can be told by a monk, as I was when I first started meditating, going on Ajahn Brahm's 9-day retreats. You hear all the teachings and they sounded easy enough. And you go, after you hear his talk, and you go, right, I'm going back to meditate, I'm going to get enlightened now, that sounds really easy. But when you sit down to meditate, all inspired, I'm hearing a good talk, and you find the same difficulties coming up. So it just takes time and patience and practice to kind of learn to see these states of minds when they're coming up and what to do with them, which is basically nothing, getting out of the way. And learning to pay attention to the important bits of the meditation that you should be present, should be paying attention, watching these sorts of things like peace, when peace comes up. But if you don't know what peace looks like, then it's a bit tricky to kind of know where it is when you see it. But it's not super difficult to notice when peace comes up. If you're if you're paying attention and you're kind of in the present moment while you're meditating, and you see peace come up, for me, it's very subtle. A peace is, it comes on like a wave. It has a very kind of a subtle wave-like feeling. And I say wave because, you know, I used to be a surfer. So I know that feeling of sitting out in the ocean, out the back, waiting for the waves to come in. And these waves are very kind of, yes, they are powerful. But when you're just sitting out the back and the swells are just rolling underneath you, it's a very kind of a subtle feeling. And there's a gentleness to it because these swells just lift you up and lift you down. There's nothing abrupt there. Obviously, if you get dumped by a big wave, yeah, that's quite abrupt. But when you're just sitting out the back, waiting for a wave to come in, and you're just sitting on top of these swells, and they're causing you to rise and fall, it's quite a peaceful feeling. And it's very gentle, it's very subtle. And I find in meditation, when peace comes up, it's very much the same. If you're just in the moment, you're not too far away, you notice this beautiful, gentle kind of feeling kind of that washes over you. It's very peaceful, and it's not too much unlike the feeling of an ocean swell rolling underneath you when you're sitting out the back of the surf. So it's something to pay attention to and look out for that. Very, very subtle. It's not, you're not looking for a fireworks in your meditation. Yes, they can come, but when you're just kind of looking for peace and it's very subtle like that, you kind of got to be on the ball. You got to be there. And when you see that peace come up, please treasure it and please value it. So this peace comes up and you go, oh, welcome peace. Thank you for coming to visit me. And you really nurture it. You nurture it. You allow it to be there. You don't wish for anything more. You don't wish for more peace or greater peace or larger volumes of peace or stronger presence of peace. However peace manifests, please just value that. And what you'll find is that peace will grow. So, you know, we'll start with a body sweep meditation, and that's one really good way to be with the body, to be with in the present moment. What you have is you start with the toes, and you move your way through your feet, through your legs, through your tummy, through your breath, shoulders, and then into your head, and you're trying to allow the body to become relaxed. But in this process, you're spending a good, 5 minutes, or however long you do your body sweep part of your meditation for before you go to the mind, you're spending that time in the present moment. Your mind doesn't really wander off because you're with the body. You're really quite anchored to it. And the other benefit is your body gets peaceful along the way because you adjust it and you move and you fidget until you get your body just right, that you can put your body down, let go of the body and move into the mind. So we will do some meditation now. So please look out for that peace, and if it comes up, really nurture it. It might only be just very, very subtle, very, very small. But if you see it come up, welcome it and just nurture it. And don't wish for it to be greater or wish for the next stage of meditation to come up. Just stay with that. However the peace manifests, quite often it manifests in the breath. When you go into the mind and you let go of the body, and all that's left is this kind of breath, this in-breath and out-breath, which becomes very soft and very light and very gentle and very smooth. When you see those sorts of signs coming up, softness in the breath, gentleness, lightness, smoothness, these are good signs. You're moving to what Ajahn Brahm calls the beautiful breath, or the delightful breath. And usually that is accompanied by peace and bliss. So a pleasant sensation. But again, that's quite small as well. Very, very subtle. You have to be on the lookout for it. So let's get comfortable and let's spend the next 15 or so minutes in meditation. So please get comfortable. Just adjust the cushions underneath me. Make sure my toes are nice and warm because it's a bit cool here today. In a position I can stay in for the next 15 or so minutes. So first thing we do is we close our eyes. And just bring ourselves inwards. Bring our awareness in. Time to meditate. So let go of all the other things that you need to worry about that might be happening the rest of the day. And just put those down for the rest of this meditation. So with the eyes closed, we have this the five senses, we just shut them down one by one. Shut them down in a kind way. With the eyes closed, that's the sense of sight. We move on to the next sense, the sense of taste and smell. We have this, we're not eating or drinking, so that means we have this null response. Nothing really to worry about there. So we can let that go as well. And move on to the next sense, the sense of sound. And I'm quite privileged to be in this lovely monk hermitage, which is 160 acres of bush on the beach. So I can just hear the sound of the waves. I can hear the wind. I can hear the magpies chirping before. I have a family of magpies here, there's five or so of them, and they're my friends. They like to kind of chirp. So whatever sounds I can hear, just make peace with them. With the sounds, you can't force them to go away. All you can do is make peace, be kind, be gentle. So whatever sounds you hear, allow them to be. And when you bring this sort of kindness, this peace, this friendliness to your meditation, to the sounds, after a while they just fade into the background anyway. They disappear. Don't pay them any sort of ill will, wishing for them to go away, just allow them to be. And after a while they just fade into the background. And the last of the five senses, the sense of touch. We spend a little bit of time doing body sweep meditation to allow the body to become relaxed, the sense of touch. The feelings in the body. I'm going to start with the toes. Just sending kindness, asking them how they are. How are your toes? Is there any other position, better position you could be in? So I'll just make a couple of adjustments. Toes are a bit cold. It's a bit cold here today. There we go. Now with the toes comfortable, I move on up along through the soles of my feet, just noticing any sensations there. Just anchoring your attention to the body. Yeah, I can feel this coolness here. in the soles of my feet, but they're starting to warm up now. And from the soles of my feet, I move to the ankles. What do you feel in the ankles? What sensations can you feel there? Is there any tension? Any tightness? If there is, then please do something about it. Adjust your position. Make your feet more comfortable. And sometimes you can adjust your position and they're still uncomfortable. So if that's the case, then the very least you can do to send that part of your body kindness. Or as Ajahn Brahm likes to say, kindfulness. This is sending kindness with mindfulness. And moving your awareness up your calf muscles. Any tension there, any tightness, how do they feel? Just ask them. From your calf muscles, moving your awareness up to your knees. And with this cold weather starting to move in for some people, they might be getting some kind of aches and pains in the body, particularly the knees. That's why you need to sit in a comfortable position. If you can't sit on the floor, then you're always more than welcome to sit on a chair, sit on your bed. It's actually what I do most of my meditation, sitting on my bed. It's the most comfortable spot. And moving your awareness up the calf, up the large muscles in the upper leg. From there into the hips. How do they feel? Any tightness, any tension there? Just this act of asking your body how it feels. It's a kind act. Yeah, sure, you may not be able to get your body 100% relaxed. But just this act of kindness is something that brightens up the mind. It opens the doorways to your mind so that they're nice and bright, so that when we put our body down and move to our mind, we've done the best possible, everything we can to set up for a peaceful meditation. So from the hips, we move our awareness inside our tummies. These tummies do all of this work, digesting all the food we eat every day, from the day we were born. 50 years my tummy has been serving me very well. So why not send some thank you to your tummy? And from the tummy, move my awareness to my breath, my breathing. The breath being one of the best meditation objects, something the Buddha used himself. There's even suttas written about it. Anapanasati. So, spend some time asking your breath how it is. Send it some kindness. Notice the sensations of the breath, where you're feeling it. There's the diaphragm moving up and down, creating this kind of ability for the lungs to draw in air and exhale air. Notice the chest rising and falling. I notice the sensation of air rushing past the airwaves. Cool, dry, fresh going in, and warm. and moist, going out. Thank you, breath, also been there with me since the day I was born. Why not treat your breath like a good friend? It's been with you for so long. And it will be there with you when you take your last breath. Why not treat it like a friend? And from the breath, we move our awareness up to the shoulders. How do they feel? Sometimes the burdens in life are way down on our shoulders. How do your shoulders feel? If you like, give them a bit of a wiggle. Just send them some kindness. And from the shoulders, send your awareness down your arms, elbows, wrists, hands and fingers. Just get your hands and fingers just comfortable how you like to have them for the rest of the meditation. And lastly, move our awareness up to the neck. I like to give my neck a bit of a wriggle. Let all the creaks and crackles flow through. And finally up into the head, move your awareness, just noticing any sensations. Very last of all, move your awareness around to the front of your face, just noting the sensations around your mouth and around your eyes. The body as relaxed as it can be. This is when we can put our body down. We can let go of the body, let go of the five senses, and move our awareness into the sixth sense inside. So very gently, very kindly move your awareness inside into the mind. What does it look like inside your mind? What do you see? And how does it feel? With all the kindness we've just spent giving to our body, it's created the conditions for the brightness in the mind. That's what I'm seeing. Very still, very peaceful. Just happy to be here, whatever is in the mind. I'm just going to hang out with it. Hang out with the mind just like a good friend. Allowing it to do what it wants to do without you giving it instructions to do this and that, telling it that you don't want this thought to come in, you don't want this feeling, you don't want this sensation to arise. Just allow whatever sensations, feelings, thoughts that do come in, let them be. When you give this much kindness to your own mind, it will be kind back to you. It has to be unconditional. You can't just say, Oh, well, I've been kind for 5 minutes. How about you being kind to me now, mind? It doesn't work that way. However long it takes, you just be with the mind. Be kind to it. And after a while, the mind realizes that you're not ordering it around, not telling it what to do, not judging it. And the mind will become calm and still all by itself. This is what Ajahn Brahm means by about getting out of the way, letting go. And if your mind is looking peaceful, you can notice these waves of peace just coming, rising and falling, coming and going. You may also notice the sensation of the breath. And like I mentioned before, if the sensation of the breath is becoming lighter, smoother and softer, and these are indications your meditation is moving in the right direction. If this breath is accompanied by peace and by bliss or a pleasant sensation, no matter how subtle that might be, then yes, that is an indication meditation is working. So stay with this moment. So please keep those ideas in mind when you meditate, and we'll end the meditation now. And all the best to you for the rest of the day.